Today, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate began what promises to be a lengthy fight over proposals to stimulate the faltering economy. Democrats have pushed their own proposal for a stimulus package through the Senate Finance Committee. It's sharply at odds with a Republican bill backed by President Bush, passed last month by the House. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Senate's formal debate on an economic stimulus package won't start until next week. But already today, Alaska Republican Frank Murkowski warned that with his party backing corporate tax cuts and with Democrats favoring spending to help the unemployed, the Senate is headed for what he called almost class warfare.
Those that happen to have the circumstances that allow them to have accumulated capital, it's in the interest to encourage them to invest in inventory, expenditures, and so forth, so that this economy can move. It doesn't move necessarily by simply government spending.
Murkowski said he'd rather have no stimulus bill at all than to have the $66 billion spending-oriented Democratic package approved in committee last night on a party-line vote. Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman today said he feels the same way about the tax cut-oriented bill backed by Republicans.
Frankly, I believe we'd be better off with no stimulus than to pass the package that was adopted by the House of Representatives, because I really believe it will hurt our economy, not help it. Our economy is ready and waiting for a quick, significant, temporary shot in the arm.
But last night, Minority Leader Trent Lott warned Democrats that the stimulus package they've crafted is unacceptable.
We're not going to do what you have in your package. You know it, we know it, I know it, everybody knows it. Not going to happen.
With 49 Republicans, 50 Democrats, and one independent who votes with Democrats, it's highly unlikely Democrats will be able to win the full Senate's approval for their stimulus package. Under Senate rules, 60 votes are needed to substitute the Democrats' bill for the one passed by the House. Senate Finance Chair Max Baucus admits there will have to be a compromise.
I understand that other people have different views. I expect that. This bill can clearly be improved. And if we're going to get something done, we need to work together. Nobody feels this more strongly than I.
But Maine Republican Olympia Snow doubts the two parties will work things out.
I'm not hearing that we're going to try to work this out and that there's a commitment to work this out on a bipartisan basis. But I'm just telling you here and now, there must be.
Republicans hope such moderate Democrats as Louisiana's John Breaux will help work out a deal. Breaux himself says both parties will have to make concessions if Congress is to enact an economic stimulus package.
Because I think that all of us can agree that the final document that hopefully will get signed is going to have to be a cooperative, collaborative effort between Republicans and Democrats. Neither side can do just what we want.
But a senior GOP leadership aide predicted today that the Senate will deadlock next week over the stimulus package, and that President Bush will have to be pulled away from his meetings at his Texas ranch with Russian President Vladimir Putin to intervene. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle was already calling on the president yesterday to wade into the dispute.
He needs to enjoin the parties and especially serve as the catalyst in moving the Republican Party to the table to allow us to get this job done.
Some say the markets are already counting on a stimulus package, and the president says he wants one on his desk by the end of the month. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.